Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 we call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And so we praise your name and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because Jesus, you are the center of our joy. You are why we find laughter in the simple things of life. You are the reason why we have joy in the midst of sorrows. You're the reason that we have hope for tomorrow. We thank you, Lord, that you are the center of our joy. You're the reason why we're able to live and to move and have our very being. You are the substance of our life. God, you're the very present help in the time of trouble. God, you are a rock, oh God, in a weary land. Oh God, a shelter in the time of storm. Jesus, you are most definitely the center of our joy. That's why we can boldly declare when we rise every single morning and you bless us to see a brand new day, that this is the day that the Lord Lord hath made. We can rejoice and be glad in it because you are the center of our joy. And we thank you, God, this day for another opportunity to rise early in the morning to pray. For men ought to always pray and not faint. And God, it's our endeavor to grow stronger and grow closer to you in the midst of our 40-day fast, in the midst of our 50-day pilgrimage to Pentecost. God, each and every day, God, we want to draw closer to you. And the first thing that we must understand, God, that you are the very source of everything that we need and more. God, you are strength, oh God, where we are weak, God. Oh God, you are our hope, oh God, where we have a lack of faith, or God, a lack of hope, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so, God, as we pray, oh God, and as we come before you, God, we come, oh God, with no other premonition, God. We come with no other thought in mind but to get more from you, to draw closer to you, to be in your presence, to be in your midst, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, God. That's our purpose. That's our prayer. That's our plea. That's our mission, God, to be in your presence, oh God, and to be in your midst. And so, God, as we welcome you with our praise, as we open up our hearts, oh God, with our praise, as we declare your goodness, God, we desire that you will come in and inhabit the praises of your people. God, send an anointing, oh God. Send the rain right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Overflow our hearts, overflow our lives. God, overflow everything about us, God, that we may be drenched in your glory, God. Hallelujah. That we may be drenched in your presence, God, that your presence, oh God, will bring the fullness that we need in every capacity and every part of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, God. What an awesome name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, God, and we are confessing that you are the Lord of our lives, and God, we are confessing that, God, you are the reason that we have life at all. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you for the remission of sins, oh God, that you paid the price for on Calvary's cross. Thank you for being the reconciler of our lives back unto the Father, that now we can call him Abba Father again. Hallelujah. We can call him our daddy, daddy. We can call him, God, everything that we need and more. Thank you, Lord, because you paid the price and you made it happen. And so we rise this early in the morning to bless your name and to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We ask, oh God, this day that you will order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in those ways. We delight in your direction. We delight in your presence. We delight in you, God, giving us direction and giving us wisdom. We ask for wisdom this day, God, because your word tells us that you give unto men liberally if we ask of wisdom, God. I'm not asking for houses and land, Lord. I'm not asking for cars and everything else, God. I'm asking for wisdom, God, that you will help me to manage the things that I have. And when I can manage the things that I have, God, you can strengthen me and you can pour out more into me. God, Bishop Blake said yesterday that if God understands that he can work through you, he'll give it to you, meaning he was telling us that we need to invest our finances in the ministry and invest our finances in the church. And if God can trust us with knowing that we won't hold it, he will give to us, knowing that we would give cheerfully, oh God, and be a blessing to the ministry and a blessing to the church, God. Not only do I want you to give me wisdom in my finances, Lord, but God, I need you to give me wisdom in my decision-making, God, on my job, Lord, wisdom in my family, God, on how to lead my family, God, wisdom, God, how to lead my ministry, God, wisdom, God, how to interact with strangers, God, wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in every area of my life, that I may be a giver in every area of my life, that I may be a giver, God, in every area of my life, God, we want your wisdom today, oh, God, because your wisdom is greater than any riches. Your wisdom is greater than any physical or earthly carnal substance. And so, God, we seek you, God, every single morning that we come. Oh, God, we take time to bless you, to magnify your name, to glorify your name, because it is you that we need, God. It is you that we can't live without, God. Silver and gold, Peter and Paul said, have I none, but what I have, God. And what he had was more of you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I want an anointing like Peter and John, God. I want an anointing, God, that when I speak words, oh, God, that come into fruition, God, in the mighty name
name of Jesus, and it's not by my power, God, but it's by you, God. It's your anointing, God. And so each and every day, God, we want a greater anointing, God. I don't need, oh God, people to be healed by my shadows, God, but God, I just want to be able to say the word, God, and see your power working within the people, God, and manifesting itself within the people, God. Anoint us right now, God, with the supernatural power to perform your work, to perform your mission, to perform your purpose in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us clear understanding, oh God, today, of the purpose that you have for our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's our mission, it's our purpose to fulfill your purpose every single day. Bishop Moody says, I won't let a day go by without praising you, God, but I don't want to let a day go by either without fulfilling your purpose, oh God, fulfilling the plan that you have for me. Oh God, for you know the thoughts that you think towards me. God, you know the plans that you have for my life, oh God. You know just what you need out of me and more, God, to give me an expected end, God. And so I trust you, God, today, that you know just what you're doing, God. I yield and I submit myself, God, to you because you know the way that I need to take. So order my footsteps today in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint my words, oh God, that there be, oh God, few in number, oh God, but seasoned with salt. Oh God, help me to bind foolishness. Help me to bind everything that's unlike you. Oh God, that I may have your glory with me all day long. God, I don't want to be taken away in any carnality or any carnal foolishness, but God, help us to put flesh under subjection, God, that we may draw nearer to thee. Closer walk with thee. That's what our desire is, God. A closer relationship with you, God. That's what we desire as we continue in the midst of our 40 days of prayer and fasting. Thank you for the opportunity to sacrifice. Thank you, O God, because you in your word said that we must bear our cross. God, and I understand that our cross is not very strong or not very heavy with this fasting or during our times, but God, we are building a commitment to you. We are building a structure, oh God, that we will be willing to put flesh under subjection, oh God, to draw closer to you. So God, with each and every sacrifice, oh God, there's a greater reward, God. And as we grow in our sacrifice, I said it, I believe on yesterday, that it's my desire, God, that you shape us into the vessels that you need us during this time, so that once we complete our fast, once we complete this sacrifice, once we can complete this promise, God, that we pledge to you, oh God, that it'll be a way of life, God, that fasting on our Tuesdays and Fridays won't be a big deal, God. Fasting for a full day, God, from sunup to sundown won't be a big thing because we've already trained our bodies to submit to you. So, God, make this a way of life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said these kinds come by fasting and praying, God, and we have too many of these kinds in our homes and in our relationships and in our pathways and in our lives, God, and we need to conquer them, God, to go higher in you as the world waxes more and more worse, oh God, more and more evil, God. You need a remnant, God, to continue to stand, God, on the principles of holiness, on the principles of righteousness, on the principles of sanctification. God, we need to have to be holy and acceptable, God. That's just our reasonable service, oh God. Root out things, again, that's unlike you and make us into the vessels of honor, oh God, that you desire for us to be. If I desire to go higher each and every day, God, and so take us higher today. If we fell short of your glory yesterday, Lord, oh God, please forgive us. Please wash us and please make us whole. That's a part of our about 11 pledges in 11 minutes, God, that we pray for every single day, Lord, that we would have the mind to repent and confess our sins. I've lost track of time way. We've already gotten almost to 7:15. So, God, I call that we are seeking for the baptism of your Holy Spirit. God, we're not trying to wait until May 15th, God, but we need you to baptize us with your Spirit today, each and every day, God, each and every time we meet. God, I want your Spirit to be there. So let the praises of our King rise amongst us when we gather together in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the love of God wax strong in us. Help us to have a humble spirit, oh God, and humble hearts. Help us to forgive, oh God, those that trespass against us. And God, we want you to lead us, oh God, each and every day. Heal inner healings, God. Give us the words, oh God, to speak a light into those that have been wounded deep within, God, that we may draw them into the church. church, oh God, and that the house may be filled with those that are delivered, those that are set free, because we have gone out into the fields of sin, God, to those that are hurt, oh God, those that are wounded. We've helped pray for them. We've helped encourage them, God, and we've brought them into the house of Lord where your spirit dwells at and where healing resides in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to have a spirit of reconciliation, God, to draw those in that even have done us wrong, God, to build bridges, oh God, back instead of destroying them with our brothers and with our sisters, God. We plead the blood because the blood washes and makes whole, and then we pray for a spirit of revival, Lord, to spread across this nation, that every heart that's not pure and every heart that's not clean, oh God, would give its heart back to you and submit to your will and to submit to your way. Bless the people of God on this day. Let this be day be like none other, God, and take us higher in you on this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you today. We bless your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I thank you all for joining in again this early in the morning as we have taken time to set aside time to pray. I want to encourage you, though we may not have prayer tomorrow, that you will rise early in the morning sometime before you start your day to take a couple of minutes to just acknowledge who your Savior is, acknowledge that he is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, acknowledge that you are nothing without him before you go about your day, to make sure that you remain steadfast in prayer during these days of consecration and fasting. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you, and may you have a wonderful and beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.